Harper Audio presents United as One, Book 7 of the Lorien Legacies by Pittacus Lore. Performed by Neil Kaplan, Devin Sorvery, and Bruce Thomas.
The events in this audiobook are real. Names and places have been changed to protect the Lorien, who remain in hiding. Other civilizations do exist. Some of them seek to destroy you. The girl stands on a rocky precipice, her toes curled over the edge. A dark chasm opens up in front of her, and a few pebbles dislodge beneath her feet and fall away, disappearing deep, deep down into the shadows. Something used to be there, a tower, or maybe a temple. The girl can't remember exactly what. She stares down into the bottomless hole before her, and somehow, she knows this place was once important. A safe place. A sanctuary. She wants to step back from the steep drop-off. It is dangerous, teetering here on the edge of nothingness. Yet she finds herself unable to move. Her feet are rooted to the spot. She feels the rocky ground shifting and crumbling beneath her feet. The pit before her is spreading. Soon, the edge she balances on will break and she'll fall, swallowed up by the darkness. Would that be so bad? The girl's head hurts. It's a distant pain, almost like it's happening to someone else. It's a dull throb that starts at her forehead, wraps around her temples and down her jawline. She imagines her head like an egg that's begun to crack, the breaks in the shell fanning out across the entire surface. She rubs her hands over her face and tries to focus. She vaguely remembers being thrown down on the craggy ground. Over and over again, swung by her ankle with a force too powerful to resist, her head smashing and rattling on the unforgiving rocks. It's like it happened to someone else, though. The memory, just like the pain, seems so far away. In the darkness, there's peace. She won't have to remember the beating or the ensuing pain or what was lost when this bottomless pit was blasted into the earth. She'll be able to let go once and for all, if she just slides the rest of the way over the edge and falls. Something pulls her back, a knowledge deep inside herself that she shouldn't run from the pain. She should charge back towards it. She needs to keep fighting. There's a flicker of cobalt blue in the darkness below her, a solitary ember of light. Her heart flutters at the sight. It reminds her of what she fought to protect and why she's so hurt. The light begins as just a pinprick, like she's looking down at the night sky and its solitary star. Soon it expands and zooms upwards, a comet coming right for her. She wavers on the edge of the chasm. And then he's floating in front of her. A glow just like the last time she saw him. His curly black hair a perfect mess, his emerald green eyes fixed on her. He is exactly how she remembers him. He smiles at her, that devil-may-care smile, and holds out a hand. "It's okay, Marina," he says. "You don't have to fight anymore." Her muscles relax at the sound of his voice. The darkness stretching out below her doesn't seem so ominous anymore. She lets one of her feet dangle over the abyss. The pain inside her head seems even more diminished now, further away. "That's right," he says.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?